Now he goes on to describe this. He was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so that no fuller on earth can white it. Now, the raiment became white, whiter than was even believable, because the light came from within, you see. And the word fuller here, so that no fuller on earth can white them, actually means laundry. In other words, no modern wash day miracle could have produced such brightness. All of it came from within. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And we have seen this before. Elijah is the representative of the prophets. Moses is the representative of the law. And we are told that both the law and the prophets bore testimony of the death of Jesus. And Luke tells us that they talked about the decease of Jesus. And Moses knew of Christ, because we are told in Hebrews 11:26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He knew he was coming. All the prophets spoke of his suffering and the glory that should follow. Now, Peter's the spokesman for them here. He always was the spokesman, as you know. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And then Mark adds, for he wist not, or he knew not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And Simon Peter generally spoke when he did not know what to say. Someone has said, if the folk who have nothing to say would refrain from saying it, be a better world. And I think Simon Peter put his foot in his mouth time and time again. He certainly did here. And the important thing is this, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. All attention now is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. His word is final. And you don't put Moses or Elijah on a par with him. And then notice verse 8. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they say, no man any more save Jesus only with themselves. By the way, that Jesus only is a marvelous headline, is it not? Jesus only. Not only a headline, but it ought to be a headlight in the lives of many believers today. And he puts here into a brief compass great and weighty words. Jesus only. Now, let me read verse 9. As they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And in other words, the death and resurrection of Christ must go along with this story. The transfiguration saves no man. It presents an ideal, a goal. But that goal can only come through the death of Christ upon the cross and his resurrection from the dead. And you'll notice he always puts his death and resurrection together. Never mentions the cross. He just speaks of his death, if you'll notice. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another, what the rising from the dead should mean. You see, they were entirely ignorant of the resurrection. And the resurrection revealed that, by the way. They rushed to the cemetery. Why? They did not expect to see a living Savior. You don't go to the graveyard to see the living. You go there not to see, but to know that the dead are there. They're in respect to them. And they asked him, saying, why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things, and how it's written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say to you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it's written of him. Our Lord, I think, made it clear that when anyone would come along and say today, well, after all, he couldn't have established the kingdom because the prophet said Elijah must come first. Our Lord said that if they had accepted him and he had established the kingdom, this would have been the fulfillment of the prophecy, that Elias has indeed come, that is, in light of the fact, but he is to come at the second coming of Christ.